You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Corey Myers filling in for Brian Shackman this morning. Good morning. I have been discussing with my daughter. My son has graduated high school. I can't even hardly wrap my head around that. With my daughter, who is a junior this year, about her schedule, going through her classes. And sophomore year was a bit rough for her. And I heard this even before my son graduated and from several of his friends. They could not stand block scheduling. So they changed, the schools changed the scheduling of the classes from like, 40, 45 minutes to 90 minutes. And there's like an A day and a B day. And so you don't have the same class 2 days in a row. And my kids complained about it. I'm trying to understand block scheduling. So joining me now is Katie Diaz, the president of the Connecticut Education Association. Good morning. Thank you for being here.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on. Scheduling is everybody's favorite topic and the hardest one to master.
You know what? I bet. But I did notice, and maybe it's my kids, I don't know, but these children today, I tried to relate to them as much as possible and try to understand what my kids are going through. And everything for this generation is immediate. So to sit them down for 90 minutes and try to get them to pay attention, I can't imagine that's a good thing.
So it's so interesting. In my career, I've taught in like 45-minute schedules. I did modified blocks. I've done 90 minutes. I've done 60 minutes. So I've had the opportunity to teach in a wide variety of arrangements. And I will tell you that 90-minute blocks is always my least favorite. You're absolutely right. It's super hard to keep kids focused for 90 minutes. I'm a math teacher, so 90 minutes of math is often very hard to get everybody to focus on. And I found that, oftentimes you ended up breaking it up into chunks, like small pieces, like we're going to do this, 10-minute thing, we're going to do this 20-minute thing. And you had to be like a master of time management. And even then, really the last 15 or 20 minutes, you just get a fatigue place where kids are like, I actually don't care what you're doing anymore. And I am done. So for me, I always found the sweet spot in education was around 60 minutes, where by an hour in, kids were like, no, I'm good now.
So then why block scheduling 90 minute blocks? Why?
It actually has to do with time management on the school day, right? Like, what they're trying to do is maximize the amount of time kids have in classrooms and minimize the amount of transition times. Because the more class periods a student has, the more transitions, and you lose actual time. So if you think like an 8-period day, there's 7 times that they're switching classes. That's 35 minutes of time that they're not in a classroom, that they're in the hallways. So block scheduling really is about maximizing student face time with teachers. What it doesn't necessarily take into account is who our kids are right now. Our kids don't necessarily really thrive in those extended exposure times. We have really a population of children who have grown up around social media, who have grown up around, you know, video games, who are in a culture of 30-second clips, right? Like, they're really good at consuming and absorbing information in a video era. And so they don't really thrive as well in those deep dive, you know, 90-minute time periods. We see it even at the college level where, you know, I taught once a 3-hour class. You had to literally treat that as like a series of half-hour classes with breaks because people just aren't trained to sit there for that extended period of time in a high, you know, an intensity learning environment. So, you know, for a lot of this, it's about time management. It's about, you know, looking at instructional time and maximizing it. And often it's just not taking into account what a kid's really willing to do.
So I find my kids struggle. They struggled so much once block scheduling came into their lives. They were fine before. They were getting their work done. They weren't as bored with the material. And I mean, heck, I went through high school without block scheduling. I did just fine. I graduated. You know what I mean? But what am I supposed to do when they come home and they're like, oh, biology, and they don't even remember what happened during those 90 minutes?
I think it's about talking to them about how to look at it, not as 90 minutes, but as sort of, you know, talk to them about what the structure of the class actually is like. You know, how does the teacher start the class? Because most of us, when we have to teach in a 90-minute block, break it down and think of it as different experiences for the kids. And I don't know that we're always explicit with them. Like, guys, we're going to take, you know, this 90-minute period and think about it as three different time things that we're going to do. And if it's possible to help kids to see those times kind of that way, like, hey, this is chunking it into like three different experiences or whatnot, then it might help them to process it as like, oh, okay, we're doing this, and then we're doing this, and then we're doing this. I also think it's important that if they're really struggling, talk to their teachers, because often as teachers, we're going to attempt to, like, what we think is going to really work for kids. But our feedback from our students is really critical. You know, if your child is struggling with it and saying, God, I'm really, you know, I'm having a hard time staying focused. If they sit and talk with the teacher may be able to make shifts in the classroom, the way they do things, to really support their learning better. You know, we're learning about how to do this best as well. And oftentimes, if there's a little bit of trial and error, we think, okay, we're going to do this activity. And the kids will tell us, no, that really was not great for us. We didn't like this. We like that. So I think that it is okay. And we want to encourage our students to have that conversation with their teachers to say, you know, this really worked for me. This really didn't. How can I make this, you know, we want our students to be successful. We want them to feel like, you know, school is a great place to be. So if they're not feeling that way, it's really an opportunity to like step in and talk to their teachers about, you know, I'm not having the best time here. Can we talk about this? And I know it's really hard for kids. I look at my ninth graders specifically, you know, it's hard to do, but I think it's a good thing to start thinking about, like, what's the strategy to go in and say, I'm having a hard time and I want to be successful in your class. And I think that's one thing that we don't often do as a go-to move, but I think is really helpful for the teacher. It's helpful for the student. We want kids to...
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Thrive. And if things aren't working for them, it's important that we consider it and we shift and we make changes.
I'm talking to Katie Diaz, president of the Connecticut Education Association, about block scheduling in schools, these 90-minute classes. Is that here to stay? If there's no going back?
I don't think so. I think that what I've seen as the kind of consistent trend in education is a lot of movement around scheduling. I've seen a lot more people shift to rotating schedules where kids are scheduled for 8 classes. They have only 6 a day, sort of that sweet spot of 55 minutes. I think districts are willing to kind of play with schedules to see what is the right thing. I think what we aren't going to see is, you know, the traditional schedule of 8 periods a day. I think those seem to have gone by the wayside mostly. And a lot of that is because of the loss of time from the transitions. And so I've seen a lot of people say, well, we want the maximum amount of time in a classroom. So how do we do that? And how do we do it well? I think the other thing that is a important conversation is making sure that as we talk about block scheduling, we talk about how to use that time well, right? Like, what is a good use of, if you're going to have students for 90 minutes, which shout out to the science teachers, because they're usually the ones going, bring it on. We like extended lab periods and things like that. They understand, they've done a lot of work with how do you structure time so that the student feels like it's a really productive use of their time. And so I don't think block as it, you know, the AB block or those things are here to stay in the sense that like we're all committed to that particular schedule. What I do think we have seen a strong commitment to is maximizing instructional time. So you're going to see longer periods. You're not going to see those 40-minute classes probably ever come back.
Okay, well, I can take 55 or 60, and as long as it's not 90. Thank you for joining me, Katie Diaz, president of the Connecticut Education Association.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.